Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's game day, Monday Night Football at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we've got all of the coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it starts right now with us. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for.
Pre
Johnson.
And post.
Well, that would be two P's.
Pre and post today.
That would be two P's.
Continue.
Also, don't interrupt me, please, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Because Alabama won.
Don't make it a big deal. Continue.
Behind the deal. He's licking his wounds because West Georgia, boy, they got beat badly, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, in our return from Aruba, Jamaica. The queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, and a tofu-tasting Allie Mack is back in the house.
My teammate, the only team that lost. Oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Bo.
Dang,
he
bro.
Was waiting for that
Dang,
one.
Bro.
I'm just glad Dylan decided to talk to me. That hurt. I haven't heard from you since Friday morning at 9 a.m. So nice to talk to you.
Man, I have not been on U.S. soil for even 12 hours yet, but I thought there's no way I could take today off with the amount of work and sleep you two are going to get tonight.
I'm stoked about it. I really am, and I get this question every time there's a primetime game. Oh, are you going to do the morning? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yes.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
What? Like, so you think I want to hear someone else talk about this when I was there living it? No, man. Like, I want to be here. Like, this is, like, my favorite team is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I travel with the Atlanta Falcons. I work with them. I've worked with them since, you know, 2010. Like, of course, I want to be here talking about them, win or lose. Does it sting more when you're talking about a loss? Yeah. I mean, but it's fun as hell when you're talking about a win.
Yeah,
you can't
pick and choose, unfortunately, in this business.
I mean, I don't text Mike Conte in like the third quarter, hey, this ain't looking good. Go ahead and get somebody lined up for me. Hey, yeah, I'm suddenly going to be tired in the morning.
No,
we're going to go win or lose.
It is what it is. But yeah, it'll be a lot of me and Bo on this radio station over the next 24 hours, and that's cool with me. So kind of is what it is. But, yeah, it's a big day. Big, big, big day. I love it.
Absolutely. A massive day. But let's get you caught up on the headlines you might have missed over the weekend. Penn State head coach James Franklin, after another loss this weekend, this time to Northwestern, final score 22-21, he is now fired. Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto, 3-1. Game two is tonight. Game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee at 8:08. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech. They become the first bowl-eligible ACC team for this season. Georgia, I think a few people got nervous on this one, but they turned things around against Auburn. Final score, 20-10. And yes, we are counting down to the Falcons-Bills game tonight at the Benz. Kickoff at 7:15, but pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock.
I mean, it such a great weekend of sports action. I can't tell you, this is the greatest time of year if you're a sports fan. My parents were in town this weekend. I'm not sure that I could look away from the television for more than 2 minutes. Had the kids out in the driveway doing all kinds of crazy stuff and painting pumpkins, and I'm watching the TV, me and my dad cracking beers in the garage, and it's baseball playoffs. We watched some NASCAR last night. Football's on all weekend. It's a great time, man. It really is. It was a good weekend, and you mentioned the Georgia-Auburn game. Just absolute craziness, pandemonium.
Yep.
I know that both sides were irritated with the referees throughout that football game, and so we'll get into that later in the show. But just, yeah, man. I think the last 2 minutes of that game took 38 minutes of real time. 32 minutes of the first half. 2 minutes of the first half. 38 minutes of real time. It was crazy. And I don't know if Bo saw any of it, but it was nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, just because I'm not looking, he doesn't mean I'm not listening.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just keep going. Georgia Auburn.
All right, well, make it awkward then.
Yeah, I mean,
that game, I feel like the refs completely changed that game for Auburn. And you can argue, here's the deal with the whole touchdown, not a touchdown. If it's called a touchdown on the field, it stayed a touchdown. It wasn't. It was called a fumble on the field.
Yeah.
So, no, there's no doubt. There was no evidence conclusive to say it was or it wasn't either one.
It was that, so close.
That was the ultimate whatever happened on the field and was caught on the field was going to stay. You can't tell. There's no conclusive evidence that didn't have his hand on the ball when he crossed the goal line, and there's no conclusive evidence that he didn't. You can't tell. You can blow. I've watched it. I've seen it blown up 1,000, even the one that you tweeted about. You can't tell. That was just your opinion on it. I actually felt differently. I thought it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
But guess what? They didn't call it one on the field. The problem for me is I had two games on, and at one point in time, I was watching both of them with the sound up. I heard, I heard refs' mics more than I heard announcers' mics. And I thought Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy, who were calling the Auburn-Georgia game, probably McDonough mainly went a little too far with giving his opinion on what it was.
That was my biggest issue
because
with the whole thing.
He never came off of it. Like, he stuck on it, too. He was still, even when they told him in the truck, the truck has been in contact with the league, said this. He's like, he kind of accepted it, but, it's kind of like not accepted it.
It was weird, man.
The refs took, I was watching the Florida Texas A&M game, too, and they took that game over. And at what point does the ref show become too much?
It was a lot. The Booger thing, Booger going to halftime, and like we were talking about the last 2 minutes that happened, Booger goes to halftime, and the very first photo they show is of a still image of what was going on in that goal line play. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy to me that Booger was like, man, this is ridiculous. What are we looking at? And I'm like, what are y'all looking at? I don't see. And Bo brought it up. I tweeted this. Somebody tweeted the picture at me because I was like, I don't understand why they are so locked in on the fact that this is a touchdown. I don't see it. I don't think Sean McDonough in the booth, and I wrongfully tweeted out Joe Testor. I had to actually, correct that mistake. I thought it was Joe Testor in the book, Greg McElroy. I was watching it kind of passively. But I didn't understand how he was just so adamant that it was a touchdown. And I don't think he realized that two different people punched the ball. Two different people punched the football, which is crazy good coaching by Glenn Schumann and Kirby Smart. I was like, that was cool.
The problem is the rule, and that's why McDonough was so adamant, is the rule is as soon as that the nose of that ball touches that white line, it's over. It's a touchdown. The play is dead.
Yep.
And it does – and where it looks like it's punched, he's over the goal line. So that by rule is a touchdown. It doesn't matter because from that point on, there was some questionable calls on that next drive, and Georgia owned the game there from there on out.
Yeah.
And Kirby even – if there's footage of Kirby standing on it looks like a trainer's table, and he's talking to the Georgia fans after the game, and he's like, we stole one tonight. Because he knows they got outplayed in the first half, but they outplayed them in the second half. And, Georgia fans, that's the thing about me is I read these message boards and I see people tweet me, they're like, oh, he's lost passion. He's not all in. I don't know what you watch then, because I don't know what you see about Kirby Smart on game day that he's not all in. I mean, that guy coaches as hard as I watched Billy Napier stand there on the sidelines, and it looks like, I mean, you – You might need to put like something underneath his nose to make sure the guy's breathing on the sidelines, because it sure as hell don't make adjustments like it.
No, but yeah,
I've had it with Napier after Saturday night. I am not a fire the coach guy, and I've heard people kill his offenses, but I might be on board now. That was pathetic with the adjustments.
This is breaking news.
I watched Cassius Howell abuse Austin Barber for like what seemed like 15 straight plays, and it took on like play 15. They're like, you know what? We're going to give you some help over there.
Check that out, man. You're on it. I love that, man. I love that, because I've had these conversations with people where I'm like, they're like, man, the right tackle's awful. I'm like, yeah, but at what point do you send the guy a lifeline and say, all right, man, here's a little bit of help on these plays?
And then the adjustment was, we're just going to let the guard stand behind you.
Yeah, there you go.
And so if he hits by you, he'll block him. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
The basketball defense where there's like two defenders in a line. Like, you go left, I'll go right. Look, we'll figure it out.
I think Austin Barber's a good player, but Cassius Howell's the best edge rusher right now in the SEC based on production. So how do you go into the game and not say, look, man, this guy's quick off the edge and he's got a good crossover move, so let's give him help. No, you didn't. And he knew it. Howell knew it. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the James Franklin fire, that was dumb.
I was about to ask you, would you take James Franklin at Florida?
No, I wouldn't take him there because he can't beat anybody in the top 10. However, you go to Penn State and you go through the whole thing with Paterno and Sandusky. Bill O'Brien completely revamps the program, turns it over to Franklin, and Franklin is... Look, he's won. Yeah, he doesn't beat Ohio State and Michigan.
Or any top 10 team, really.
But mainly Ohio. But most of those losses are against Ohio State and Michigan.
Sure.
He's been there a while now. Well, who in the Big Ten does?
Yeah, that's a good question. Most of them don't. And to be fair, and he's actually had more longevity than most people would have given the situation.
And so, who are you going to get?
Only one name.
It's Cignetti. I wouldn't leave. Well, I would probably, but if I was Cignetti, I would tell you this way. If I'm Cignetti, I'm leaving Indiana for one job in the Big Ten, and it ain't available.
Yeah, which one?
Ohio State.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Michigan. No. You know, Cignetti is a Pittsburgh native.
Don't forget what Michigan was before Harbaugh got there, and don't forget how long it took Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh probably, if Jim Harbaugh wasn't a Michigan man, he'd have been fired at Michigan. He'd have been fired by Michigan if he wasn't a Michigan man and wasn't so in tune with that program, because he lost to Urban Meyer like, what, four or five times in a row, I think?
Yeah. I'll be curious to see what – I mean, Cignetti's going to have his choice at this point, right? I mean, he's going to be able to pick wherever he wants to go. And obviously, if he does want to stay, I'm sure they'll open up the pocketbook. But – he's got it rolling. I will say that much. What a great win for them against Oregon this weekend.
It absolutely was just a wild weekend of sports. I mean, we were out of the country, and I hate to admit how tied we were to our phones and getting back to the hotel room to watch some college football.
There you go.
Some baseball. 15 innings? Come on. That was insane. And we could not leave. Anyway.
Congratulations, by the way, Allie. I won't be a poor sport.
Thank you very much. We'll get into all of it coming up. The countdown to the Falcons-Bills game continues next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass at 6:23. And it feels like we have been waiting for this game for a while with the bye week. It's finally here, guys. Falcons-Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is at 7:15, but pregame with the both of you starts at 5 o'clock. What time does that mean you're going to get here today or go to the Benz at?
Game time. That means that I'm probably going to get to the Benz, I don't know, around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Try to settle in. Usually we try to get there an hour in advance, and Commissioner Gordon Robinson have us set up there. And we kind of flipped this year back and forth between the Mercedes Club and the Delta Club, which are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I don't get to attend Falcons games as a fan, but if I did, that's where I'd be headed. You know what I mean? A lot of fun, obviously, for that realm.
So tonight is actually the first home Monday night game for Atlanta since 2017. Do you remember that list I was giving you last week of the weird concession foods that
Yes.
are all across different stadiums? So Atlanta was on that one, but not for a weird food. They said our prices are weird because the hot dog is $2. Like, that's the weirdest thing to ever happen in an NFL stadium.
Can I tell you, too, when it comes to that, I always get a little bit upset when we have people that call in and blame Arthur Blank for Falcon struggles. And I think that's just it's like this weird kind of storyline where people are like, Arthur Blank needs to sell a team. Dude, first of all, I don't think people realize where this franchise would be without Arthur Blank or where this city would be without Arthur Blank. Man, all the guy cares about is money and PSLs. That's fine. He could get a lot more money if he sold more expensive concessions, probably. And that's just, it's a beautiful thing, I think, for this city that's the way the vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
But especially down in Mercedes-Benz and Delta Club, Bo will laugh at me. The first time we were down there, I went up and tried to purchase a bottle of water. And they were like, no, man, that's free down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
No, they didn't even treat him like that. She's like, hey, I'm going to take care of you. And
got
she
the hook
hands
up.
It to him, and he's like, I think they took care of me. And like for 40 minutes, he felt
that's
good.
Not true.
And then we look over, and they put 60 bottles out. Just let take them when you're in one of those clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of nice. So we're in the Mercedes Club tonight.
Okay.
Because we were in Delta last time, right?
Yes.
You guys got to figure it out before 5 o'clock. I know that.
I was going to say, probably one of those things where we park in the red deck and we're like, all right, I'm headed to Delta.
Where are you, Gordon? Tell us.
I just can never remember because they're the same. They're very much, they're a lot alike, but they're different. You know what I mean? They're just set up a little bit different. But it feels like you're sitting in the same place for us, the way we're set up. Now, this game's really important tonight now, though, because Tampa Bay is kept pace. They're 5-1 now. And Carolina is much better. And I had said this on Twitter, and people were like wanting to like talk about Carolina, like talking about making it about the Falcons. And I'm like, what I'm saying is no one expected Carolina to be 3-3 after six games. Doesn't matter who they beat or how they beat them. It's the fact that you didn't expect to, you know, be in a Monday Night Football game against Buffalo in week six, trying to keep pace with Carolina. We all thought that Carolina and I think most people thought Carolina and New Orleans would just be bottom of the division the entire time.
Yeah.
And Carolina, and that's a good win for Carolina.
I agree.
The Cowboys are not a bad team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're high-flying offense, and that offense stuck with Dallas yesterday. Now, Dallas' defense was horrific yesterday. But they missed Dan Quinn, something awful. and they missed Micah Parsons, too. So, but yeah, I mean, this is an important game because then you go on the road against a 4-2 San Francisco team who just continues to get injured.
Craziness, man. Did you see it? Juwan Jennings actually played that game yesterday for them with broken ribs. But yeah.
Aye.
Well, Mac Jones has got a rib injury, too.
Yeah, and you're right. They play dinged up. But you're right. I mean, we got to keep pace with Carolina, obviously. You know, Tampa as well and everything else going on in and around this division. But I think more along the lines of it kind of being an identity game for the Atlanta Falcons, right? I think that's one of the biggest things for me is we've talked about Penix, man, that Carolina game was just a, you know, blip on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
This defense is top 10 and, you know, we're number one and all these different defensive statistics. But there's so many things you can look at, you know, and kind of poke holes in that. If you're just an average NFL fan or somebody that doesn't want to see the Falcons do good, you kind of look at that and go, well, you got Marcus Mariota, and they didn't have Terry McLaurin, or you know this, that, and the other. You can go down the list. It's a kind of a, I don't want to say a prove it game because I don't think they need to prove anything, but it's kind of one of those things where you start getting into the nitty gritty of the schedule, and you know some of these statistics and things that you think about our defense, you can start kind of boasting about. And I think it kind of starts tonight when you talk about an MVP and Josh Allen. And a Buffalo offense that averages 30.8 points per game. It's been crazy.
Well, and one of the things we were talking about last week is we need the crowd to be there early.
Of course.
So I came back from Aruba yesterday. The gate that we were flying in from yesterday was going to JFK first. And so I looked around, and I want to say half of the people getting on that flight were wearing Bills Mafia. Like, the spirit is loud and proud with that fan base. So tonight, get to the Benz early.
Early.
Well, unless you're in the Bills Mafia.
Yeah. You can stay out.
Don't show up. Look, I think we need to brace ourselves that it might look like an SEC championship game in there.
I ain't bracing anything. Falcons fans will show up.
It's going to be – I hope so because –
Remember, we said the same thing about the Chiefs for Thursday Night Football last year, and I thought the Falcons fans were as good that night on Thursday night as they have ever been.
Yeah, that was
a Sunday.
Yeah, the Sunday night.
Yeah, you might be right.
The Bucks was the Thursday.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chiefs fan, I'm like, okay.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people from Buffalo. I know like 10 people that are Buffalo fans that are from Buffalo that either in my neighborhood or I've known, you know, in the past. Like, right there. Like, and then all of them are seemingly going, and it just feels like, more and more, I just keep hearing more and more Buffalo fans. And, of course, Allie, you know, talked about all the ones that she's already encountered traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be a rowdy night, and they're going to show up. So we got to show up, too. It's going to be tough. Look, you talk about an identity game, and I know you kind of mentioned defense. This is one of the worst rush defenses in the league coming into this building. We're a top 10 rushing offense. We have possibly the best player in the league right now as far as skill position and Bijan Robinson. Yeah, there's the identity right there. We got to make sure we can run. And I would be fine with having 180 yards, you know, 50 yards plus rushing, right? Because that means I think we've controlled the ball and we've ran it well.
Yeah. No, I got a couple things on this as well. I saw earlier that Buffalo combined by both teams, when Buffalo plays, both teams are averaging 300 yards on the ground rushing. That's like both teams combined. So you're right, 150 would be kind of right in the boat, but they're going to get theirs too. So I think that becomes concerning as well. Can we stop their running game, especially if they're utilizing Josh Allen as a plus one? I'm so curious to see where Jeff Olbrich goes with that defensively. You know what I mean? Like, do we do kind of the Marcus Mariota style of defense where it's kind of this 5-1 set and Divine Diablo's off the ball and you're rolling Billy Bowman and Jesse Bates down into the box? Or, you know, is there some other kind of take on it where you just say, hey, we're going to try to keep Josh Allen in the pocket, although he's been pretty good, you know, throughout his time from the pocket? So there's a lot of different ways to control it. And I think that when you look at the ability of them to run the ball and our ability to run the ball, they're getting Ed Oliver back. You know, obviously, you know, we're not going to have Darnell Mooney, it doesn't look like. So there's so many different shades of this thing that allude to this being a battle of two running attacks with James Cook and Bijan Robinson.
No, Mooney being out and Laquelle London being out. TQ Graham was not ready to come back. He was practicing, and I thought he might have a chance, but no. But, you know, Mooney and London out. Laquelle London, to me, I think people don't maybe underestimate how like good he's been, and he's been pretty. I feel like he's been important for the rest of the defense has been pretty good for the Falcons for the most part. They've gotten gashed at times, but to me, it's wrapping these guys up in the backfield, like not losing your integrity in pass rush and letting Josh Allen bust one up the middle or get outside of somebody and take off. James Cook makes people miss in the backfield. He's been very good at making that first guy miss, especially when it's right at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, and then he's busting him. So you got to get him on the ground. He's a top five running back in the league.
I'm going to hit you with one more stat, and then we got to go to break. But I saw this one earlier. Buffalo has allowed 20.6% of the runs against them to go 10 or more yards. And that sounds ridiculous, but one of five runs against them, every fifth run against them has gone for 10 or more yards and has been an explosive. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think about because you don't think of Buffalo in that light with guys like Ed Oliver and Matt Milano who will be out tonight. But it's they can be had with the explosives on the ground. I think that's something for us to really kind of latch on to.
With that stat, that tells me, like, my first thing that comes to mind is Bijan has got to turn one of those into the house, a house call. Okay? And that's the one, you want to criticize him, be critical or critique his game at all, right? It's that he doesn't turn the 12, 15, 20-yard run into the house call. He's got to turn one of those into a house call. They would desperately need a big play because he gets momentum going. And look, I'm okay with only one being a house call and the rest just churning yardage because
right. For
every first down you get, that's what, 2.5 minutes of gameplay? Yep. Josh Allen doesn't get to see the field.
I agree.
Well, we're going to get more into the keys for success tonight. We're going to get into the injuries. We lightly talked about them, but we kind of got a lot of swaps going on. Some are in, some are out. We'll get to that at 7. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, Mike said he's about to make all the Auburn fans really mad, and that's all I know. It makes me nervous, and we've got my Mac drop. It took years to realize I have been lied to. I've been had, and I'll explain what happened next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Thanks for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Being here today, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we got to give credit where credit is due. You two knew there was something about this Georgia Tech team this year. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech, becomes the first bowl-eligible ACC team for this season.
Yeah, and I think the biggest takeaway, and Bo could probably echo this sentiment, is that if you're not a Georgia Tech fan, you're looking at a game against Virginia Tech going, you know, who cares? That's the Virginia Tech. They're not a good football team. You know, obviously they've already fired their coach and everything else that's going on with them. But I think that if you are a Georgia Tech fan, you've looked at this game in the past and gone, this could get sideways in a hurry. It's always these kind of games, or seemingly under Brent Key, that you've stumbled on, and they didn't. They dealt with business accordingly. I think that they've been very good in these situations throughout most of the year, although, you know, they almost got beat against Wake Forest, and some people think that they probably should have. So they continue to roll on, man. They just play at an efficient level right now, and it's been nice to see that team kind of pressing forward and doing what they're capable of.
This might be the best one of the year for Georgia Tech, and everybody's going to be like, well, you're an idiot. Like, they've played good teams, and that was a bad team. Yeah, but this was the first time all year against an opponent that had talent that could come across and beat them, right?
Yeah.
Virginia Tech has some talent. They're not – I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up you that they're the most talented team. That's not what I'm saying. The thing is, they're an ACC caliber team that was not expected to be as bad as they are and has some players over there, and they could beat you. And you couldn't walk into – if you walked in here sleepwalking, they were going to get you. And they sleptwalked through Wake Forest, which I think was the hump game for them. The one where they needed to – that was the game where they grew up. Whether I don't care how it played out, there was a bad call on the other side. You can say that Georgia Tech won the game on that offsides against Wake Forest. I can tell you that Wake Forest is only in the game because of a fumble that they called an incomplete pass that went for Wake and allowed them to get a field goal, which was a difference in the game at that point. That all said, this was the game where you showed that you could come in as a favorite – at home and take care of business. You didn't sleep while you came out and jumped on them 15-0 right off the bat. And it was 21-7, I think, at some point, and then boom, you scored again, or and it was 28-14 or whatever. You played that game, you controlled it throughout, never in doubt. And that's a big game. And I will say, yeah, I'll pat myself on the back because Mike and I both said 10 wins is realistic. And then the pile jumpers came in. We got crap from Steak.
Mm-hmm.
Another show on the station decided to apologize. Like, yeah, 10 wins. That sounds real. I heard somebody else talk about it. That's great. We were here first saying we thought they could win 10 games, and it seems realistic now.
Yeah, and they do have a couple of games. You know, obviously a noon game against Duke this weekend at Duke. That's one that you could see maybe playing out the same way the Wake Forest game did. I think that's kind of a scary one. And here's the thing. All these teams, Duke, Syracuse, North Carolina, NC State, Boston College, Pitt, before you get to Georgia, all those teams are capable of it. And I think that, but I think Brent Key does as good a job as anybody in college football of making sure that his guys are aware of these situations and don't have these lulls. Lord of mercy, I wish the guy in Tuscaloosa would steer away from some of the lulls that they see from time to time in these away games, these sleepy away games. So it is what it is, but you know, they continue to kind of plug along, and it's going to be fun to watch this team kind of develop throughout the rest of the season. I'm not going anywhere for Thanksgiving weekend, by the way.
No.
Dang. So that Friday game against Georgia,
Come on. Come on. I know Brent Key's out there. Hey, about them sideline passes, baby. I'll be in town. Let's go.
Speaking of Georgia, they had a rough start against Auburn, but did turn things around. Final score 20-10. I can't wait to see Rusty Mansell this week. Did you see his post on Facebook?
Oh, I did not. But
for everyone that was texting me and calling me during the first quarter, the halftime, it's a four-quarter game.
Dude, how good is Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann after halftime? And you mentioned it. I was going to irritate some Auburn fans. So take this for what it's worth, Auburn fans. I did go to Alabama. I don't care. You're either going to listen to this or you're not. I was getting called a Bama homer 2 weeks ago by Georgia fans. So take this for what it is. When I saw Hugh Freeze's interview on the way in from halftime, I knew that Auburn was going to lose that game.
Really?
Because teams in college football take on their coach's personality. And he's given this, I got to take a breath, and he wants to blame the referees and everything else. There's no way I'd ever witness Kirby Smart having that kind of halftime interaction on the way into the locker room to talk to his team. Hugh Freeze looked defeated after the whole fumble, no fumble on the goal line. He looked like he was defeated. And I kept looking at the interview going, in no way should a big-time college head coach have that look on his face and that thought process headed into the locker room in a game you are winning and have dominated up until this point. And with how good Kirby Smart has been after halftime and that Georgia team after halftime, I was like, it's not going to be good for Auburn in the second half, and it wasn't. I thought it was the worst mentality you could possibly have. And I know that there are Auburn fans that are on the fence about Hugh Freeze, and some of them like him, some of them don't. Some of them still think they got screwed. That's fine. But you had every opportunity to come out in the second half and win that game if you're Auburn. And the mentality that your head coach had headed into halftime, it came out in that football team in the second half. It was bad.
Yeah, I mean the young team, the AD screaming at the refs. I understand why they felt that way. And then it felt like it was that they were doubling down on it in that drive that immediately followed where the Georgia goes all the way down and scores. But that was the game. That just changed the entire – that was almost like a knockout shot in the first half. It's like knocking a guy down in the fourth round for the third time and then knowing you can just coast on points the rest of the fight.
Yeah.
But instead, he knocked you down.
It was abysmal to watch Auburn's offense try to operate in the second half. And if Hugh Freeze is that guy – and you saw what they're able to do in the first half, you have to have that counterpunch ready. And I just, like I said, I thought his mentality, his personality was put on this Auburn football team in the second half, and he didn't show resiliency, and neither did they. And Kirby Smart and Georgia did.
Alabama beat Missouri 27-24. Kind of a wild ending to this game.
Wild ending. And granted, I think that it could have been much more in Bama's favor. I know that we'll get into the over under later on in Man Up Monday. There was a missed field goal that was a big opportunity. I don't think Ty Simpson and Bama played their best game, but we were just talking about it earlier, Bo. We were talking about noon starts, road games, conference matchups, things like that could go sideways. And Missouri's a good team. And so now if you're Alabama, you've reeled off three pretty good wins in a row, and you got to kind of take that into context.
It's a huge road win. I mean, and it was sleepy. I mean, I know that the crowd was up for it, but I honestly did not realize that the stadium there, they were redoing that end zone.
Yep.
So I was like, man, I was like, that makes it even tougher. It just felt like, why does it feel like those road games in the Midwest in October and November are always like overcast? It feels like it just feels
dreary.
Everything feels sleepy about it. I think Ty Simpson is the best quarterback in the SEC right now.
Wow.
No, Sandra, you wait your turn. Do not talk over me. Because that throw in the end zone he made, I think it was the second touchdown pass. I'm not going to lie. We were up there at Kia, Bulldog Kia in Athens, and I had my phone on. And
there you go.
Of course you did.
That a boy. I don't think anybody could blame you for that.
And that throw he makes, that was a hell of a read. It was a great throw. Yeah. Dude, he's good. And I was listening to Fricky and Abe on the way up there talk about that game. And they're like, yeah, Ty Simpson, you know, he cost them the game against Florida State. I was like hitting my steering wheel.
What?
I was like, what game were y'all watching? Ty Simpson has been phenomenal all year. The offensive line couldn't block anybody.
Defense couldn't get off the field either.
Yeah. And I was like, how did Ty Simpson cost you the game? Like, what are you talking about? I was so mad. And by the way,
ding,
Arch Manning grew up. I told you, not you, Alex, because you weren't here, but I told you, remember I said I thought Arch Manning found something late in that Florida game?
Yeah. I think we both bought stock in him last week when we did the stock report.
Yeah. He's grown up. He's growing up. He's not grown.
Bo the broker.
They still don't have, I think, the talent around him to be a national championship team, but their playoff hopes are alive again after beating Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout. I still call it the Red River Shootout.
We can hear that.
Well, coming up this Wednesday, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's been a lie in my life that has continued for probably decades now.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a moment, but I got to tell you how small the world is. Because I went on a trip. And it was with a group of people who Grant works with. So it was a company trip. So we went to Aruba. And I post a video of me and Grant riding a UTV.
Okay. Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
Awesome.
It was incredible.
Okay.
But Rusty Mansell messages me and goes, hey, my daughter's there with the group.
No. No way.
I was vacationing with Molly Mansell.
Yes. What are the odds of
and
this?
And her fiance, Jimmy, and I was like, wait, are you the Bama fan?
Yes!
He was like, yes, I am!
Oh, yes! Oh, man, what are the odds of this?
I know. I told Molly, I was like, I knew you were getting engaged before you did.
Oh,
she was like,
snap.
My dad said everybody knew.
Oh,
yeah, because
snap.
Your dad told everybody.
Yeah. Very, very small world. But I was fortunate enough to go to Aruba when I was little, maybe 10 years old. And we were doing some kind of banana boat ride. But, you know, it's the ocean. I was a kid. And so I was like, I don't want to go. There are sharks. Like, there are a lot of sharks.
All right.
The tour guide told me, oh, no, don't worry about that. Here in Aruba, we gather up all the sharks and we put them on the other side of the island.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it just didn't dawn on me until I'm going back to Aruba this weekend. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
How did you guys pull that off? That seems impossible.
That can't possibly be
true.
There's
no way that's true.
So it just kind of spawned this conversation of like, what were you lied to as a kid that like maybe you don't realize?
Yeah.
Do you think it's true? Because this was a conversation. If you eat something, you cannot go swimming for 30 minutes.
No.
I think that there might be certain people that is true for, yeah. I think there's some sensitive folks out there. I've learned that in 2025, everyone's got something they're either allergic to or like sensitive to or whatever. So I think there's some people. It was never a problem for me.
I think distant swimming, if you're going to go out and swim a mile in the open ocean, yeah, that would be an issue. But if you're just getting in a pool, it doesn't make any difference.
What about your kids, Mike? Like, they're of the age that could go in the pool. Would you tell them after they're eating, like, wait, you got to wait 30 minutes?
Well, I don't know, because it's all about cramping, right? Isn't that what it is? Okay, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't see my 5-year-old catching a cramp in his leg. I don't think that's going to be a thing. Do 5-year-olds have leg cramps? I don't think.
So
I think it's a thing.
Googled it because there were adults on this trip that still believe that's a thing. It's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like,
it's like an old wives' tale.
But I think for some people, like I've eaten decent, you know, like probably more carbs than I should eat, and then gone and done something active, like within 30 minutes, and immediately gotten kind of like almost like blood sugar shakes. Like it get me like it's like something about like somehow like whatever it does. So I think that's probably where it comes into.
I thought it was a cramp thing.
It's a cramp thing.
I'm sure cramp, but I'm saying some people, like for me, like I know that and it was more as a kid because I would like immediately eat dinner and then run outside and play. And I would get almost like I was hungry again, like it would do something. But I don't know. None of the things they tell you to do, I'm always like, I'll do it anyways. We'll see.
I think Bo doesn't want to admit that he was lied to as a kid.
Such a rebel. I did. I watched Free Willy with my son the other day.
Oh,
there's
my
so
gosh.
Many parts in there. I'm like, this is so absurd.
That whole movie is
so
is
ridiculous.
Absurd.
I know. Like, I'm watching it. My son just wants to see an orca. And I'm like, yeah, here's Free Willy. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. So
he's like, oh, they're best friends, Dad. I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah. 9-year-old rescues a whale. Yeah, right. I mean, get real.
Become best friends. You know what I mean?
What anyways. World are you living in?
It's crazy.
Well, coming up, it is finally here. Falcons will host the Bills tonight, but we've got some major injuries to talk about. Some are back, some are gone. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.